Welcome to Geography 101. I'm your host, Daniel Lucas. Today, we're taking a fascinating journey into the heart of the Baltics, exploring the country of Latvia, nestled between Estonia to the north, Lithuania to the south, Russia to the east, and the Baltic Sea to the west. Latvia is a small yet vibrant nation. Despite its size, this country holds immense cultural richness and natural beauty. Latvia spans about 64,000 square kilometers, making it slightly larger than the West Virginia in the United States. Its capital, Riga, is the largest city in the Baltic states and the hub of culture, agriculture, and innovation. Latvia's geography position has made a crossroads of northern and eastern Europe for centuries. This location shaped its history, culture, and economy in profound ways. The terrain of Latvia is predominantly low-lying with flat plains and gently rolling hills. It's a land curved by ancient glaciers, which left behind thousands of lakes, bogs, and fertile soils. The highest point in the country is Geisaklins, which is richest just 312 meters. Yet even with modest elevations, Latvia boasts breathtaking scenery. Forests dominate more than half of Latvia's land area, making it one of the greenest countries in Europe. Pine, spruce, and birch trees created an enchanting landscape that feels almost untouched by time. The forests are home of the wolves and elk, adding wild mystic to the Latvian countryside. Nature is truly the heart of Latvian identity. Latvia has extensive coastline, stretching more than 500 kilometers along the Baltic Sea. The sandy beaches, especially in Jūrmala, attract visitors from around the world. The Gulf of Riga offers calmer waters compared to the open sea, making it ideal for sailing and fishing. The coastal life has long influenced Latvian culture and cuisine. The Daugava River is the lifeline of Latvia, following from Russia through Belarus before crossing the country and emptying into the Gulf of Riga. It has been called the River of Destiny because of its central role in trade, transport, and cultural development. Many towns and cities were founded along its banks. Even today, it remains a symbol of national pride. Latvia's climate is temperate and seasonal. It warms summer and snowy winters. Maritime influence for the Baltic Sea moderate the temperature but also bring a frequent rain and humidity. Summers are lush and green, while winters transform the land into a snowy wonderland. Its season offers its own charm, shaping the rhythm of the Latvian life. Riga, the capital, is the cultural and economic heart of the nation. It's famed for its art, architecture, and more than 800 buildings in the decorative style. The whole town, a UNESCO World Heritage Site, showcases cobblestone streets, medieval churches, and lively squares. Riga truly reflects the blend of history and modernity. Latvia is a home or Latvia is a home to about 1.9 million people, making it one of the least densely populated countries in Europe. Riga alone houses around one-third of the population. Ethnically, the majority are Latvian, but there is also a significant Russian minority, along with the smaller groups of Belarusians, Ukrainians, and Poles. This diversity adds layers to the cultural mosaic. The Latvian language belongs to the Baltic branch of the Indo-European family. Closely related to Lithuania, it is considered one of the oldest languages still spoken in Europe, preserving many archaic features. Despite periods of foreign rule, Latvians have fiercely protected their language and traditions. It remains a cornerstone of national identity. Latvian history is complex and filled with foreign influence for centuries. It was controlled by Germans, Swedes, and Russians, leaving a lasting imprint on its culture. It was a part of the Russian Empire in the 18th century and later absorbed into Soviet Union after World War II. Latvia finally regained its independence in 1991. The struggles for independence remain vividly through the Baltic Way. In 1989, nearly 2 million people formed a human chain across Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania to demand freedom from Soviet Union. These peaceful demonstration become a symbol of unity and resilience. Today, it remains one of the proudest moments in Latvian history. Since gaining independence, Latvia has embraced democracy and joined the European Union and NATO in 2004. These memberships have strengthened its international ties and boosted its economy. The euro became its official currency in 2014, further integrating it with the European community. Latvia is now the family position as the modern European state. Economically, Latvia is considered one of the fastest growing economies in Baltic region. It shifted from Soviet-style centralized planning to a market economy, emphasizing innovation and exports. Key industries include wood processing, IT, pharmaceuticals, and food productions. Tourism also plays an increasing role. Latvia's IT sector is particularly dynamic. Riga has become a hub for startups, tech innovations, and digital infrastructure. Latvia ranks high in internet speed and connectivity, making it a digital pioneer. Young entrepreneurs are shaping a future when Latvia completes globally technology. Culturally, Latvian is rich in folklore and traditions. Song and dance are central to its identity, with the Latvian Song and Dance Festival attracting thousands of performers every 5 years. This UNESCO-recognized event showcases the power of collective voices and cultural pride. It's a breathtaking spectacle of harmony and heritage. Latvian folk songs, known as dainas, are short yet profound verses passed down through generations. They capture wisdom, nature, and daily life in poetic form. With hundreds of thousands collected dainas or considered a national treasures, they connect modern Latvians with their ancestors. Religion in Latvia is diverse, reflecting its complex history. Lutheranism is the largest denomination or denomination, followed by Catholicism and the Russian Orthodoxy. Religion plays quieter role in daily life compared to traditions, yet churches and cathedrals remain important cultural landmarks. Riga's towering St. Peter's Church is one of the city's icons. Latvian cuisine blends influence from its neighbors and its natural environment. Rye bread, smoked fish, hearty stews, and dairy products from the backbone of meals. Below these, grapes with bacon, considered a national classic, seasonal ingredients, especially mushroom and berries, enrich the table. Dairy products hold a special place in Latvian cuisine. Sour cream cottage cheese and traditional cheese like Janus ears are widely consumed during summer solstice celebrations. Janus ears and pair with beer and festive songs. Food become a ritual connecting people to the land. Latvian national drink is Riga Black Balsam, or Black Balsam, a dark herbal liquor made from a secret blend of 24 ingredients. First created in the 8th century, it's known for its strong flavor and medical reputation. Traditionally, Latvians sip it in small amounts or mix it in coffee and cocktail. It's true symbol of Latvian heritage. Sports play an important role in Latvian culture, particularly ice hockey. The national hockey team is a source of pride, and games are celebrated like festivals. Basketball also enjoys popularity, with Latvian players reaching international league. Sports unite the nation and give Latvians a chance to shine globally. Education in Latvia is highly valued, with literacy rate exceeding 99%. Schools emphasize both Latvian language and culture while also preparing students for interconnected world. Universities such as the University of Latvia in Riga attract both local and international students. Education remains a foundation for progress. Latvia is also known for its contribution to science and innovation. The country has a strong traditions of physical chemistry and engineering research. Many Latvian scientists have made international impacts, especially in the fields like material science and IT. Innovation is seen as a pathway to long-term prosperity. Environmentally, Latvia is the leader in renewable energy and sustainability. Hydropower from the Daugava River and biomass energy provide much of the nation's electricity. The government actively promotes eco-friendly initiatives and forest conservation. This green focus mirrors the deep respect of the Latvian hold for nature. The countryside of Latvia, dotted with a charming village, farmhouse and small towns, wooden architecture and colorful facades create nostalgic atmosphere. Life is in natural areas in slower centered on farming, forestry and seasonal traditions. Many Latvians treasure returning to the countryside for relaxations. Latvia is divided into four historical regions: Vidzeme, Kurzeme, Zemgale, and Latgale, each of its own identity, dialect, and cultural customs. Latgale is the east and especially distinctive, with strong Catholic heritage and unique language influences. Exploring these regions like discovering four different faces of the same country. Vidzeme in the north is known for its forests, rivers, and medieval castles. The town of Cēsis boasts one of the best preserved castles in Latvia, drawing its history lovers and tourists alike. This region is also host of ski resorts offering winter sport in a luxury country. Vidzeme balances history with creation beautifully. Kurzeme or Courland lies along the western coast. Historically, was home of Duchy of Courland, which is even established colonies in the Caribbean and Africa during the 17th century. Today, it's famous for sandy beaches, fishing village, and the port city of Lepaja. Music and naval tradition flourish here. Zemgale, the breadbasket of Latvia, is the flattest and most fertile region. Its fields produce abundant grain, vegetables, and dairy products. Their area is also home of the Randale Palace, often called the Versailles of Latvia, built by Italian architect Bartolomeo Rastrelli. It's a stunning example of Baroque elegance. Latgale is in the east, has more spiritual and cultural richness, known as the Land of Blue Lake. It's dotted with swimming bodies of water. Latgale's people speak a dialect distinct from standard Latvian, reflecting centuries of Polish, Russian, and Catholic influence. The region feels like a cultural bridge. Latvia castles and manor houses are reminders of its medieval and aristocratic past. More than 100 still stand, some in ruins and others beautifully restored. They reflect German, Swedish, and Russian influences over the centuries. Many now serve as museums, hotels, and cultural centers. Festivals are a vibrant part of Latvian life. The Midsummer celebration, generally held in June 23-24, is one of the most beloved traditions. People gather to sing folk songs, light bonfires, and wear wreaths of flowers or oak leaves. It's joyful expressions of connection to the nature and community. Latvia also celebrates Independence Days with a great pride. November 18 marks the proclamation of Latvian state in 1918. On this day, concerts, fireworks, and parade take place nationwide. It serves as a powerful reminder of resilience and freedom. The Latvian landscape, dotted with national parks and nature reserves. The national park, the largest, is often called the Latvian Switzerland due to the picturesque valleys and sandstone or sandstone cliff. It's a paradise for hikes, kayakers, and nature lovers. The park preserves both natural and cultural treasures. Cameri National Park is another gem, famous for its vast bogs and mineral springs. Wooden boardwalks allow visitors to explore a surreal wetland landscape. The park is also home of the countless bird species or countless bird species, making it have for bird watchers. Ecotourism thrives in this region. Latvia's coastline offers more than just beaches. It's dotted with fishing villages and lighthouses. Cape Kolka, where the Gulf of Riga meets the open Baltic Seas, is particularly striking. Windswept and wild, it symbolizes an untamed beauty of Latvian shores. It's a favorite spot for photographers and adventurers. Latvia capital Riga is often called the Paris of the North. Beyond its art, it's the city of music and innovation. The Latvian National Opera, museums, and galleries enrich the cultural scene. Riga bridges traditions and modern urban energy. Latvia is also land of the craft and artistry. Traditional weaving, pottery, and wood carving remain alive in the villages and markets. Its intricate pattern in textile often symbolize nature, family, and protection. These crafts are proudly passed from generation to generation. Music is the heartbeat of Latvian culture. Choir singing, folk instruments, and modern genres coexist seamlessly. The kokel, traditional string instrument, carries the soul of folk melodies. Latvian musicians are also making waves internationally in classic and contemporary scenes. Latvia is a part of Schengen area, allowing seamless travel across from Europe. Tourism is steadily growing, especially with visitors drawn to its mix of medieval history and pristine nature. Affordable prices and warm hospitality make it appealing. Latvia is quickly becoming a hidden gem for travelers. The Latvian people, known for their quiet strength and hospitality. At first, they have appeared reserved, but once friendships are formed, they are warm and generous. Community, family, and respect for nature are deeply ingrained values. These traits shine through in daily life. Latvia has faced significant immigration since regaining independence. Many young Latvians sought opportunities in Western Europe, especially after joining EU. Yet in recent years, there has been a positive return migration, with Latvian bringing back new skills and perspectives, the enriches the national fabric. The Latvian government actively invests in preserving culture and heritage. Institutions safeguard folk songs, traditions, and language. Cultural diplomacy through music and art helps share the Latvian identity with the world. It balances between modernization and tradition. Latvia is also known for its achievements in literature and poetry. Authors like Reinis and Aspasija remain celebrated national figures. Their works combine political activism with deep human themes. literature continues to inspire Latvian identity and thought. Architecture in Latvia reveals tapestry of influence, from medieval castle to Soviet buildings, from the art of Nouveau gems or modern glass skyscrapers. Each of era left its mark. Walking through Riga is like a traveling through time. The blend of old and new is striking. Latvia is committed to global cooperation. As a member of the United Nations, EU and NATO, it contributes to international security and development. Its diplomats emphasizes democracy, peace and sustainability. Latvia's voice resonates beyond its borders. Latvia's health system is improving steadily, with investment in hospitals and medical training, wellness traditions such as the sauna culture and natural remedies remain popular. Many Latvians still turn to herbal medicine alongside modern care. This blend of tradition and progress reflects the national spirit. The future of Latvian is one of the resilience and innovation, with strong cultural roots and forward-looking mindset. Latvians continue to shape their destiny. Their story is one of the overcoming challenges, embracing freedom and building connection with the world. Latvia stands proud as its beacon in the Baltics. And that concludes our deep dive into Latvia. Here's on Geography 101. I'm Daniel Lukis, your host, and I hope you've enjoyed uncovering the history, culture, and natural beauty of this extraordinary nation. From its ancient folk song to its modern innovations, Latvia is a land of stories worth telling. Join me next time as we journey to another corner of fascinating world. More to come, people. See you soon.